There's confusion today about a reported offer by Libya to pay compensation to the families of those who died in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. Libya's state-run news agency quotes a Libyan spokesman as denying any government backing for a compensation offer. But according to the Associated Press, another Libyan official says the government of Muammar Gaddafi does support the offer. That official reportedly described it as a preliminary agreement. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
A New York law firm representing families of the victims said last night that Libya has offered $2.7 billion to the families to be put in an escrow account and paid out as the United Nations and the United States lift sanctions against Libya and as the U.S. removes Libya from its list of state sponsors of terrorism. Secretary of State Colin Powell at the State Department.
Well, we're waiting to see what the actual Libyan offer is. It's not yet formally put on the table, and we'll examine it when we see all of its elements.
Libyan compensation to the families is one of four requirements set by the United Nations for lifting multilateral sanctions against Libya, imposed after the Lockerbie bombing. The others are that Libya disclose information about the bombing, accept responsibility for it, and renounce terrorism. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the UN requirements would have to be met before the U.S. would consider lifting its own sanctions against Libya.
We have an interest in seeing Libya meet all the requirements of the United Nations resolutions. Appropriate compensation is one of those requirements. The most significant factor in making that evaluation on that particular issue would be whether the families get a settlement that's appropriate and acceptable to them. But it's not the be-all and end-all of the whole process either.
Boucher says the families will have to make their own decision to accept or reject the reported offer. Mary Jane Deeb, a Middle East scholar who's written two books on Libya, questions why the Libyans would make such an offer public in the midst of what had been private negotiations.
Are they trying to push the stakes further? Are they trying to get the administration to take a stand on those issues? It is not clear.
Deeb warns that the conditions placed on the reported offer could doom the compensation negotiations.
The compensation has to be made, then a government-to-government type of negotiation has to follow. But one cannot be made conditional on the other.
The offer, if genuine, could be part of Libya's campaign to reform its image internationally. After years of pressure, Libya turned over two suspects in the Lockerbie bombing for trial by a Scottish court. One subsequently was convicted and sentenced to life in prison. And Libya, even by U.S. accounts, has curtailed its support for terrorism. David Mack, vice president of the Middle East Institute and a former U.S. diplomat with service in Libya, says sanctions against Libya clearly have worked, and the United States, he says, should take advantage of the situation.
There are some strong reasons why the United States should seek to engage with the Libyan government over issues of mutual concern, just as the United States found that useful for four decades of the Cold War with the Soviet Union.
David Mack says the war on terrorism is one very good reason for the U.S. to establish some level of diplomatic dialogue with Libya, a country that has its own problems with Islamist groups. Mack says that dialogue should begin even before sanctions are lifted. The U.S. and Libya are expected to meet, along with the British, next week in London. The State Department says the conditions for lifting sanctions will be discussed. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.